This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? We're back. Episode 121 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
I feel like we've reached a new level of consciousness.
Did you take mushrooms before the podcast?
Maybe. No.
A new level
of consciousness. My
name's Ian. That's Kevin Deers.
Hi.
And Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Yo.
Dudes, I am addicted to a free game on PlayStation called Fortnite.
Ah, yes. The Fortnite. Playing with the little kids.
Dude, it's fucking weird because, I got asked how old I was the other day. I told them I was 31, and everybody just started laughing at me. And I was like, you mother, god damn it.
Everyone's like 13, 14, and they're like killing you on the game.
Yes,
so
they are.
Explain this game, dude.
So it's a free like battle royale where there are 99 people all playing in the same game.
Nice.
And you have to be the last one alive. And I've won one time. I probably played like 30 hours last week.
DMG.
And I think I'm too old to be good at video games now. So
just stick to yourself, man. Just play by yourself and don't get embarrassed by these 12-year-olds.
See, I don't think you're too old to play video games. I think you're just too old.
Man, fuck off, Greybeard.
I'm not going to mention how old I am.
Yeah, thanks. Shut up, you 78-year-old Santa Claus over here.
Hey, I'm the kid in the room. I'm the young one. I got the youth.
You look the oldest.
I joined the sweatpants club this week.
Yeah.
Nice.
I should have been doing this 8 years ago.
How do you like it?
Dude, it's changing my life, honestly.
Awesome. I wore sweatpants every day to my day job this week, and it was awesome. Nobody said anything, and I do shipping and receiving.
Nobody even commented?
Nope, nobody even commented. I wore sweatpants and no underwear. No, I'm just kidding. I did wear underwear, so
whatever.
I did have a little bit of care, but I wore sweatpants every day of the week, and it was fantastic.
Did you change the underwear?
I did change the underwear, and I did change the sweatpants.
Get that.
Okay.
From under cheese.
I have many pairs of sweatpants. I am a sweatpants connoisseur.
Talk about your week. I'm going to take off my coat because I'm hot.
Ryan, tell me about your week, bro.
I did a bunch of stuff with a bunch of people for a bunch of things.
Wow. Sounds productive.
Yep. Very productive.
Congratulations.
And the award for vague status update goes to Ryan the Beard.
Yep. Vague posting today.
God, that's so interesting.
Wow, man, you did so many things with so many people.
Yep. Super busy guy. Lots of fun.
So, Pound, you guys are going to be going on tour pretty soon, huh?
We're going to be doing stuff.
That's awesome.
You're working on booking it right now. That's such a pain in the ass, dude.
It is not fun.
I am not jealous of you.
Yeah, I am. I feel very fortunate that I have plenty of people within my social circle and that I can reach out to that are willing to help me, and it hasn't been as painful as I thought it was going to be, but yeah, it's still a pain in the dick.
So my favorite thing on Instagram that I found this week is this guy who's posting all kinds of old photos from The Paradox and Velvet Elvis, and it's this guy who used to book at The Paradox. I think his name is like HXC indie hardcore something. I don't know. I'll post it soon. But he definitely has a really cool account because it's just like photos of like Countless Sins, Contingent, Blood Brothers, just like all these old school Waxwing. He posted some pictures of Champion. He posted some pictures of Himsa. Posted Spitting Teeth. Stay Gold pictures, and
so
it's
cool.
Just really rad, and it's also super funny to see like the old like styles of people were like you know, like rocking back in the day, and all the like young hardcore kids that I now know as like old guys. It's just kind of a you know, like a walk down memory lane, seeing like old pictures of Botch and
like
stuff like that.
Bleached blonde hair.
Yeah, bleach blonde
sideburns.
Hair, big pants, like
mosh caps,
or like you know, ball chain necklaces and JNCO jeans and Airwalk shoes, and you know, there's photos of John Pettibone with a what do you call it, like a pompadour.
Nice.
Yeah, with like his like greaser pompadour. It was like pre-eyeliner, exactly. So, I don't know, just a pretty cool account. I didn't get to see any shows this week, actually. It's been kind of a lull in some local metal shows, but...
That's fine. We need a break from time to time. What was the name of that Instagram account? Do you remember it?
Damn it.
Check it out.
I'll get it.
We'll go take a look.
Yeah, I'll take a look, and I'll get it for you in a minute.
All right. Gentlemen, time to catch up a little bit on what's going on in the metal world. Let's talk about new Napalm Death.
Yeah. See, the thing is it's not new, but it's sort of new. It's an upcoming rarities release. So this was actually a song that was released on the Apex Predator Easy Meat, the B-sides of it.
Oh.
And so they have this new record called Coded Smears and More Uncommon Slurs coming out on March 30th on Century Media. And
on
it's
my birthday.
A bunch of, it's 31 songs that are... were released in rarity form and like on B-sides and you know, stuff like that. But now they're just putting it all together as one record you can pick up.
31 songs, they would. You want to hear a little bit?
Yeah, let's check it out. This one's called Oh So Pseudo.
Love it. Those guys are riff masters.
Napalm Death is so awesome. I wanted to mention this because we didn't have a podcast last week, and there's a banner ad for it actually on this article that we're looking at. Last week it was announced that Obituary is coming to town Tuesday, May 22nd at El Corazon, and they're bringing kind of unlikely tour mates. Dust Bowl, the killer thrash band, bringing Skeleton Witch, which is just like kind of like death black metal, and then Pallbearer, which is like super melodic doom. So Obituary, Pallbearer, Skeleton Witch, and Dustbolt touring the U.S. And again, that's Tuesday, May 22nd at El Corazon. Tickets are available now, and we're actually been doing some giveaways for it on Metal Shop.
A little something for everyone.
Do not miss Dustbolt. Out of all the bands on that lineup, Dustbolt is the one that I'm most excited to see. If you have never checked that band out, you are doing yourself a disservice. That's one of the best thrash bands around.
You should open that show, dude. Hit somebody up. Be like, yo, can we get Pound on? Let me get Pound on that
Maybe.
Nope. All right.
Nope.
Yo, so I was on Instagram here, and I found the guy's account. His name is Wally Young, and he apparently worked at the Paradox, and his name on Instagram, if you want to follow him, is it's kind of convoluted. NW_music_scene_HXC_indie_ETC.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's a lot of underscores.
All right, whatever. This goes out to you, Wally. Thanks.
Ooh. A lot of really cool photos, man. Everything from Indecision to Nine Iron Spitfire to Murder City Devils, and just a lot of throwback pics here from the Northwest. It's really cool.
So one of the most dangerous things you can do as a musician is go on the road. Like, driving is super sketch. You're more, like, 1 in 3 people will die in a car crash, allegedly, or whatever, and then, like, 1 in 1,000 people will die in an airplane crash. So just driving around is really rough, and we keep hearing about, like, van accidents. We know about, like, Randy Rhoads and the airplane. We know about Cliff Burton and the tour bus and all that, and the Ghost Inside, I think, in 2015 got into a really gnarly bus accident. A couple people died. These guys, like, broke all their bones, and the drummer actually lost his right leg, which...
scary, dude.
It was his drumming leg. But he's back, and I'm going to try and pronounce this You tried earlier. Andrew to... God damn.
Zaxxik.
Andrew Zaxxik. Exactly.
Zaxxik.
Yeah, he just put out a new EP, a one-man thing. So he did all the guitars, the bass, and the drums. It's pretty cool.
His band is called One Decade, and it's instrumental kind of djent music. Really cool. And their EP is called One Decade Depth. And let's check it out.
So Ryan, what tuning is that? Can you tell?
Nope.
Drop Z.
No idea. Poop note.
One Decade. He just put up the I think the whole record streaming for free. So go check that out. Pretty cool stuff. Soulfly's got a new record coming out. They last put out their record Archangel in 2015. They're working with Josh Wilbur, who worked with Lamb of God, Gojira, All the Remains, and more. And Max Cavalera. It's cool to see them get heavier and you know, do more like. To the root stuff.
Outgrowing and, new metal?
Well, exactly. So he says the new, and this is kind of like an announcement of announcement over to the really cares, but he said the new Soulfly album has a, quote, classic Chaos AD feeling to it.
That's awesome.
So hopefully it's good. That's pretty much all we have to report on that. So maybe later in 2018 we can get our hands on that thing right there.
Looks like Ixorder is back from the grave. They made their official live debut last night. Well, when we say last night, I mean Friday, February 9th at the St. Vitus Bar in Brooklyn, New York. Sometime I gotta get out there, man. That place looks awesome.
Yeah, they have really cool shows.
There's fan-filmed video footage of it, but Ixorder's lineup now features founding members Vinny LaBella and Kyle Thomas on vocals, along with Jason Vibricks from Heathen, Marzi Montazeri from ex-Superjoint Ritual, Phil Anselmo and the Illegals.
That's funny.
On guitar, and Sasha Horn, Forbidden. Obviously, Ixorder is a band that influenced Pantera to kind of go for
you
the...
You wouldn't say.
Go for the kind of like groove, you know, 90s metal sound. So, Ixorder, definitely check them out. Their old records like Slaughter at the Vatican... Awesome stuff, and yeah. Speaking of Phil Anselmo and the Illegals.
Yeah, a couple of stories. Phil, and we, one of the weirdest moments I think we ever had was when I asked Vinnie Paul if there was ever going to be a Pantera reunion, and you just saw his eyes like roll into the back of his head, and he's like, okay, no. He said no. His brother, I mean, Dime's gone, you know?
Yeah. But
Phil Anselmo came out this week talking about a potential Pantera reunion on Full Metal Jack. He said, you may ask me why it would be important to me. Well, I always tell fans it's a two-way street. People come up to me and thank me. Well, right back at them, because the band doesn't choose the audience. It's the audience that chooses the band. So, like I said, it's a two-way street. I don't know if I would talk about a real talk, Pantera. He said, you know, it's a huge part of that bigger picture. It's the biggest part of it. We sold the most records. We were the most popular band I've ever been a part of. So to ignore the fan base or deprive the fan base, if they really want such a thing, would hurt my heart. And he doesn't want to do that. But he said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Not sure what that means in this situation. If the fans say no, then consider me very comfortable where I'm at. I mean, the only person that would be able to jump in there would be Zach Wilde, right?
That's true.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I really don't think it's ever going to happen. Vinnie Paul made it very clear that he's not interested. I was reading an article this week where the very first singer of Pantera was like, he read Rex Brown's book, 101 Proof, the true story. He was like, damn, I can't believe how hard he was on Vinny. So I don't know where those guys stand with each other. So.
It's true, man. It's some heated, I mean, there would obviously have to be a lot of mending of the fences in between that. And, you know, I'm not counting my chickens on that one before they hatch, because it's probably not going to happen, but you know what? The closest thing you'll see is, you know, Down or Phil Anselmo playing some covers.
Yeah, they do Pantera covers with the Illegals, I think, too.
They do, yeah. So yeah.
You know, I'm not counting my chickens on that one either, because I don't have any chickens.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because you eat China, the Chinese chickens?
February 5th, the day before February 10th, they declared that they were going to be creating a Cliff Burton Day in honor of what would have been his 56th birthday. And it's cool to see. And what were you saying earlier? There was not a crowdfunding.
No, it was a change.org petition by fans of Cliff Burton, fans of Metallica. And this past week, Metallica tweeted it out that it was officially announced at Alameda County, which is the county that Cliff Burton grew up in the Bay Area, that the February 10th, his birthday, will now be considered Cliff Burton Day, which is awesome. And you know what? I'm going to challenge everyone that's listening to Metal Shop. Let's make this a huge thing. Let's make this a thing up here in the Northwest, too. Like, let's support it, and let's make it a deal. Like, every February 10th, like, jam out to old school Metallica, wear your old school Cliff Burton t-shirts or anything you can do, man. Post videos. Keep people aware that, like, this guy was seminal, important in metal, and, you know, it might not be an official thing up here in the Northwest, but...
Nah, it should be.
It should be. Just keep this guy alive, man, with his memories and with the music. And, you know, every February 10th, maybe drink a little bit of beer and watch Cliff Amahl.
We mentioned last year, it came out that Ray Burton, Cliff Burton's dad, who's 93, by the way.
He's awesome.
He's been quietly contributing the, what do you call it? Royalties, right? Mm-hmm. From all mm-hmm. the old Metallica mm-hmm. records. He's been contributing all of that to music scholarships down
in
California.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
There's a radio station down in San Francisco that did an interview with Ray Burton, and he said, and this is kind of cool, he said, talking about his son, he said it was all Cliff's initiative. Cliff used to watch Barney Miller, the detective show, and he absolutely loved the bass that started the show off. So he came to his mother and me one day and said, "Mom and Dad, I want to learn to play the bass."
That's so cool.
So Barney Miller. Who would have known?
Who would have? Barney Miller has
metal influence.
Is the reason Metallica is a thing.
you got to give Cliff Burton's dad a lot of credit too, because it seems like every time somebody wants to talk to that guy about his kid, he's always open to it.
He's down.
He's always doing interviews, and he's stayed as much as he can an active member of the metal community. And I think that's really cool because there's a lot of folks that would have just kind of checked out.
Plus, he's 93.
Like that happened. Yeah,
93-year-old man still holding it down. Ray Burton, this one's to you, bro.
Much love, Ray.
Overkill's working on a new record.
Yeah.
We have an announcements of some announcements. Nothing to play for you or show for you or dates or anything, but they're working on a new record.
Ryan put up a hot take today on Facebook where he said, Overkill greater than Slayer, Metallica, and Anthrax. What about Megadeth?
Ooh. You going to back that up, Ryan? What's up?
I'm not going to say greater than Megadeth because rest in peace. But yeah, I'll take Overkill over any of the big four, for the most part.
Other
you know, they've got a much wider discography than most of the bands on the big four, and all those records are arguably, in my opinion, better.
Yeah, they're heavy.
So
what do you? I can't back that.
Overkill has, as they have progressed, seemingly gotten better and better for the most part. Whereas I cannot say the same thing for you know, the bands in the big four.
You know, I'll agree with that. And they're one of the bands that kept it going during the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Kept putting out good metal records in the 90s when it was a little weird.
I honestly, like, I'm just going to throw this in there. Like, I like Overkill a little bit, but, like, I'll throw it on. I can't stop laughing when I listen to him because the guy's voice is like... I don't laugh when I listen to Slayer.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, so I, like...
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing,
dog? Because Bobby Blitz's hilarious voice, dude. I don't know.
Ripped.
Overkill rages, but in my opinion, Slayer and Metallica are like a religion, bro.
Are they as good as Stryper?
They're a religion, bro.
Stryper,
no,
bro.
No, well, that's the thing. Stryper is the ultimate.
I mean,
know?
If we're going to talk about
hell
religion,
with the devil.
We got to talk about Stryper.
Exactly.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, to hell with the devil, brother.
I just put this in here because I thought it was funny because the title of the article, it says, "Listen to Stryper's heavy new song."
It's called Take It to the Cross.
Everybody's just laughing.
Take it to the cross!
I got to follow up. I got to follow up on this. Let's see if... I haven't heard this yet. Let's see if it's actually heavy.
What?
This is Stryper.
What the...
Wait, no, sorry. That was the Ghost Inside stuff. Just kidding. All right, I'm going to skip into this. Nope. 2 minutes of an intro. Let's keep going.
This is not as terrible as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. No?
Make the mistake and we'll do it again. Maybe
sounds like Dream Evil.
All right, well,
I mean, honestly, I could have, like, mistaken that for, like, a new Accept song or something.
The Yellow and Black Attack.
What was it?
Oh, that's cheesy.
I'm good on that.
Speaking of cheesy, the album is called Goddamn Evil, and it's coming out April 20th, 420 on Frontiers Music SRL.
Wow.
So, you know, Michael Sweet, his band is continuing on. So, hey, you know what? For all the Slayers, there's got to be the counterbalance.
Yeah, and speaking of cheesy, I don't know why. Again, don't know why. Apocalyptica is coming back to the Northwest, not playing Seattle.
I would love to see Apocalyptica because they're doing their Metallica by Four Cellos tour where they're just doing all Metallica stuff. That's how the band got popular, man.
Yeah, they were just a cover band, kind of.
But they are playing Spokane, so if you're willing to make the drive, if you're really into Apocalyptica, which I know a lot of people are.
Some people are.
They're really fun to watch, and you know, if you want to see this, Plays Metallica by Four Cellos, May 7th is going to be hitting it up in Spokane. So
Spokane.
At the Martin Woldson Theater at the Fox.
Sweet. Code Orange lost the Grammy this year.
Womp, womp,
to Mastodon. Womp. And again, I forgot, Meshuggah, Body Count, and then there was one. August Burns Red. That's right. That was the other one.
And Code Orange, you know, I mean, they might not have won the Grammy, but this is their first time around as actually being nominated. And the fact that these guys were relatively unknown in the mainstream before the record Forever, which was released on Roadrunner, means that wasn't massive, man. Like
they're making moves.
To be on all over social media, to be all over billboards in L.A. Like actually Roadrunner was putting out these billboards all over LA that said "For your consideration for the Grammys, Code Orange."
That's cool.
They were in WWE in 2017. They did a live performance at an event. Their records sold a ton, and they toured with so many good bands like Meshuggah. They toured with Deftones, and this year they're following it up with a single on the Adult Swim website, and it's called "Only One Way." It's in classic Code Orange you know, style. It's weird. It's out there. It's industrial. It's melodic rock.
Should we play a little?
It's metal. It's hardcore. Yeah, play a little bit, man.
It's an intro, man.
I'm gonna skip in a little bit. Here we go. Nope, same riff. Did you guys see the Twitter beef going on with Code Orange this week?
No.
Yeah.
So there's this band called Of Mice and Men.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, so if Code Orange should have won the Grammy this year, then shouldn't Norma Jean have been nominated in like 2004 or whatever?
And they were basically saying that they ripped off Norma Jean.
So they succinctly responded with, "Eat."
Yup.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Code Orange doesn't give a man.
I think if anybody deserved that Grammy this year, it should have been Meshuggah. Because that band has done more for metal than any other band on that list.
No, man, Jethro Tull. One Flutie boy. That's all you need. That's all you need, dude. So Killswitch Engage,
I think
is,
it should have been Striper.
Killswitch Engage, hoping to have a new album out by summer 2018. So Ryan can hear the, yeah, yeah,
makes me.
I love the singies, yeah, singy, singy, singy.
Your beard makes me wet.
Yeah.
Bummer Engage.
Will you be my gay lover? Speaking of which, DSI is putting out a new record this year. Glenn Benton, one of the creepiest dudes I've ever seen in my life.
Well, he has an upside-down cross on his forehead. Yeah. Are you expecting him to be, like, sane?
Did you guys ever hear the story of what he tells his kids about that?
Oh, God.
Because somebody, one of his kids was like, how did you get the cross? And he said he was running in church and he slipped and fell.
That's so awesome.
He was burned by Jesus.
But yeah, it's the follow-up to their 2013 record, In the Minds of Evil. It's been a few years, 5 years to be exact. He said, Steve, their drummer, who's actually super f***ing awesome. We hung out with him a few years back.
Cool dude.
He said, the band's upcoming disc will be heavy as sh-.
That's such a great... I love that, dude.
Be heavy as sh-, bro.
I mean, what else do you need to say? I think that pretty much sums it up. I mean, if it's not heavy as sh-, Steve, we're coming to find you. And we're taking you to church.
Speaking as heavy as sh-.
Oh God.
Dee Snider is a dude that, you know, a lot of people don't got love for Dee Snider, but I got love for Dee Snider, man. He is an outspoken dude that stood up for artists' right to do whatever the fuck they want to say.
He's not
going to
take it, man. He's not taking it.
I mean, if you remember the trial with like Tipper Gore where they were trying to ban music, he was the one who came in there dressed like a crazy maniac, straight up Twisted Sister garb.
Yep.
But he spoke very eloquently and he spoke passionately about the musicians' rights to speak their minds. So aside from being a very influential musician, he's also kind of a badass.
I mean, he actually followed through on it.
Like, and he did.
Yeah, he was real about it. That said, the reason why we mentioned Mr. Snider is I was listening, and I know you do too, the Jamie Josta podcast.
Yup.
And Jamie, like, kind of out of nowhere one day just like came up with this idea. He was like, hey, if I wrote a f***ing metal record and got Dee Snider to sing on it, would anybody be into it? And apparently somebody told Dee or whatever. He goes, yeah, f*** yeah. So now Jamie Josta and Dee Snider are putting out a f***ing record together.
Yep. It's untitled so far, but it's being produced by Hatebreed vocalist Jamie Josta. Tentatively featured contributions from Howard Jones, Mark Morton from Lamb of God, Joel Grind and Nick Belmore from Toxic Holocaust, Charlie Belmore from Kingdom of Sorrow. Song titles set to appear on the LP include American Maid and Lies Are a Business.
I think this might be a full-on metal record. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm stoked to hear it, man. I would love to interview Dee and Jamie like in the release of it before that. So
Dee said, Jamie's a fan of mine. I was on his podcast. He literally challenged me on the air. He said, dude, you're iconic. I think you need to do a true metal record.
Yeah.
Think Helford's Resurrection in that direction. He said, well, what do you got in mind? He said, dude, I'll produce it. I got songs. I got people stumbling over each other to write a song for Dee Snider. What a random ass thing to happen.
That's great, man. That's so cool.
He's got to put it out there in the universe sometimes, I guess.
So, a dude that's pretty outspoken when it comes to, you know, the metal world, Danny Filth of Cradle of Filth. You know, he gets a lot of shade. A lot of people make fun of Cradle of Filth. Honestly, I thought that last record was killer. The new Cradle of Filth record.
It's a lot better than...
I might not be cult or underground for saying that, but I don't it.
I don't think Cradle of Filth is considered cult by people who are cult.
Exactly. So, f*** it. He basically, in an recent interview, he said he doesn't believe the frontman of Slayer. He doesn't believe the Slayer saying it's their farewell tour.
He said, I don't believe it for an instant. I fell for the Ozzy touring for the last time in 83 or whatever it was. I think the Scorpions have done it, Accept have done it. I mean, if the money's right, people come out of retirement. He said it's another way to boost their sales for a bit, announcing the last tour. I hope it's not their last tour. I would be a bit sad if it is. Whatever. I think the same applies to them as people like Glenn Danzig. Just think, do I need to be doing it? Am I comfortable? They're probably pretty comfortable enough to be close to retirement. They get paid well for gigs. I think they'll be all right. So that's the thing. Like, I would take that to Vegas. Is Slayer going to actually be done? Are they actually going to
have like a Slayer hotel?
I think they're going to do some one-offs and they're going to make bank.
Yeah, they are. They're cashing in huge. And I mean, like, honestly, in my opinion, I think they deserve it. They've been working really hard. They tour all the time. They all have kids and families and stuff like that. It's hard to be away. And at this point, like, you've put out almost 35 years of heavy metal. Just stop. You know, you'd be able to deserve to fucking chill for a little while.
Yeah. They could retire on the music that they already put out. They probably made a ton of money, and they make so much fucking merch money.
And on royalties, too, for all those huge records when records were selling so big in the 80s and
90s. Exactly. People still buy stuff on iTunes, too, you know? I mean, they can make royalty and the fucking logo, stamp that on anything, and that's going to sell.
Exactly.
So Slayer, you know, I support them giving it up. I support them just throwing in the towel and being like, yo.
They earned it.
This is cool. We're done.
Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, though, recently came out and said he wants to do a Big Three tour. Did you guys see that? He said, well, Metallica's not really into it, so we should just do the big three. And every single one of us is... You're doing it right now. Everybody just goes...
Eye roll.
That is the most blatant cash-in. Like, dude, address your own band's legacy. Let them do what they want. You don't need to make a couple of extra bucks after you're, oh, I can't sell my fucking $3.3 million mansion. Ugh, I had to drop it by $300,000. Dave, shut the fuck up.
Speaking of addressing Megadeth's legacy, he mentioned the concept of re-recording Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good, which would be a huge fucking insult to the awesome musicians that went and worked on that record and were in Megadeth at the time.
We're talking about cash grabs right now, I guess. Right?
But he did mention that, you know, it's something that was brought up, but he did say that, like, he's going to focus on the stuff that they have now because they're looking forward to getting to the studio and just starting and working with the musicians that are in the band now. So
I mean, Exodus did it with Bonded by Blood. And I think a lot of that had to do with, like, when they were recording that in the mid-80s, the production just wasn't that great.
Yeah.
So when they redid it, it sounded real nice and crisp and clean. Megadeth, dude, that record stands on its own 2 feet. Like, you don't need to do that.
In my opinion. I think when Suicidal Tendencies went back and recorded all the stuff, I thought it would sound cheesy as f***, dude, because they added all these extra solos on top of it. It just wasn't necessary.
Right. And, I mean, yeah, like, what's up with, like, Nick Menza, dude? Like, what are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
Dude's gone.
Dude, Friedman and Menza on those records, like that, when people think of Megadeth, that's the lineup that they want to see. That's the lineup that they think about. And to go and tarnish that, even though the musicians that are in Megadeth right now are
Sterler. Yeah.
They're killer, world-class players.
Dirk and Kiko, man, they crush it.
But I don't want to hear that record re-recorded. Yeah. I don't want to listen to that. If I want to listen to that record, I want to go listen to Nick play it.
Right.
Maybe it would be cool to hear them play that record live.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then do an album.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Record the do a live recording of them playing that record. That would be savage. Because I bet. But don't literally like redo the record.
I'm good.
That's just a way of kind of like trying to like split royalties and get more money off
and then just try and be relevant. I mean, Dystopia, that record, that last
record,
it was really good.
It's freaking ripping.
And I know how hard that is for Ian to say.
And I fucking hate Dave Mustaine.
Well, that credit where credit is due. That was a ripping record. I thought Dystopia was better than Slayer's last record.
Yeah.
I thought it was better than Metallica's last record. And I thought it kicked the ever living shit of the last thing Anthrax put out.
I agree. And I mean, that's weird because like Super Crusher, which came out in 2013, was
Super Collider.
Super Collider. It was so bad.
What are you talking about, bro? This shit was hard.
I don't know. Whatever.
Just kidding.
So we've all read like autobiographies from these metal musicians.
Yeah, actually, you know what?
They're super interesting.
One of Ryan's first tasks as an intern was to read the Dave Mustaine autobiography. How did you like that, Ryan?
I failed the shit out of that task because I didn't read that for Dave.
Yeah, there's no cliff notes for that.
It is still sitting on my bookshelf with a little note attached to the jacket that just says, nope.
I mean, like, look, I'm not a huge Slipknot fan, but reading Corey Taylor's books are awesome. Like, he's such a good writer. Shout out to Mark Eglinton from Scotland, who used to live in the Northwest here. He penned the Ghost Wrote, the Rex Brown 101 Proof autobiography. Adam Nergal from Behemoth just put out a book. And now K.K. Downing from Judas Priest is coming out with one.
That's awesome.
See, that one I'll read. To this day,
I agree.
My favorite Rockstar autobiography, and if you're listening to this, and both of you as well, if you've never read this book, go read Keith Moon's biography, because it is the most insane, twisted thing you will ever put in your brain. You have to go and read that. If you want to learn where all these other rock stars learned how to party, Keith Moon was the originator of all that.
It's almost like watching Jerry Springer.
I got a couple suggestions to throw on that pile. Cash by Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also The Dirt by Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah, that's got everyone, man. And they're all telling their stories about it. And they have a lot of a good memory of being really f***ed up, apparently. So.
And, you know, like, I love Richie Faulkner in Judas Priest, but K.K. Downing is... I mean, as close to a metal guitar god as you can get. And he's putting out this book September 18th, later this year. It's called Heavy Duty Days and Nights in Judas Priest. He says, recollecting my life as I've done in this book has often brought me close to tears, but it's also made me laugh with the fondest memories. It's true I've made many friends along the way, but it's also true I've made some enemies. One thing's for sure, the music has been everything to me. It's not only been my salvation, but it's also brought me closer to the people of so many nations. I can also honestly say I consider all of you to be my very dear friends. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a good autobiography. September 18th. Get it for somebody for Christmas.
Get it for me.
Get it for me. What if we got each other that?
That'd be cool.
What if we just skipped it and bought it for ourselves? Cool.
Okay.
Well, you know we're not going to let you escape an episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass without entering Brutal Poetry, Too Hot for Radio Lounge. As usual, we are stooping to new lows. We go back. We're steeping in new lows. 2002, the record Orgasm-Induced Diarrhea came out by a band called Goratory. Tonight, Kevin reads you a passage from Severed F*** Stump. Kevin, take it away.
Jesus. Organs spilled all over the floor. Intestinal residue makes me bored. Fingers, skull caps, knees, and torsos strewn across my backyard porch. The limbs and the broken tendons cook in the sun. I puke from the meat to bile. A dozen amputees lay on the kitchen table, body parts a trophy for a torture master. As blood ran down my legs, I noticed my was severed 10 feet across the room.
Surprise.
My bleeding dick lay detached and lifeless. It must have been that table saw from Sears. Or the pliers from Home Depot. It could have been bit off in a struggle. Or torn by some screaming slut.
Jesus.
I always start with their p- as the blade hits some sprays out. Their screams will die off when a euphoric sense from blood loss kicks in. In some form of blood-soaked amazement, I could have laid my p- on the table without a second guess, ending my insanity. Across the table, sauce spewing blood and urine, lacerating organs for a course of meat. My nights are long and daring, but flesh was meant for tearing.
Wow. Very good, very good, very appropriate.
It was probably that saw from Sears.
All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Have a happy Valentine's Day, and we'll see you again the week after next. I think we got Frank, I think we got something for next week.
Hell yeah, we do.
And then Frank from Built Fit Weapon will be the week after that.
That was episode 121, man.
All right, go f*** yourselves, and have a good week. We'll see you soon. It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.